Fisher Investments UK. Retirement advice that's as individual as you are. Learn more at fisherinvestments.co.uk. Investing involves the risk of loss. Fisher Investments UK is regulated by the UK Financial Conduct Authority.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Matt Hewitt. Aid distribution centres in Gaza, backed by Israel and the US, are closed today. The IDF says roads to the supply sites will be treated as combat zones. Yesterday, it was reported 27 people were shot dead by Israeli forces as they approached a site in Rafah. Israel claims troops fired warning shots at people who weren't on a designated route. The government says it's pleased that British industry won't be hit by extra US tariffs on steel and aluminium. Donald Trump's signing an order to double the tax on imports of the metals from most countries, but he's left the tariff on British steel at 25%. The family of a Scottish man who vanished on a stag do in Portugal a week ago say they're in a living hell waiting for news. 38-year-old Greg Monks disappeared during a night out in Albufeira and was last seen on CCTV on the outskirts of the city in the early hours. The Foreign Office says it's supporting Greg's family. And there's a warning, students' midwives graduating this summer will be left without jobs, despite a maternity staff shortage. A new study by the Royal College of Midwives says funding cuts and recruitment freezes mean midwifery managers can't take on more staff. Fiona Gibb from the organisation says it's a difficult situation.
We desperately need these new qualified midwives and services. And I think everyone will tell you that, whether that's the students, the NHS themselves, here they are, they're ready to start work. And unfortunately, the training places may have been there, but the jobs at the end of the course are not.
From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Wednesday, the middle of the week. Nothing middling about our music, though. It's going to be spectacular. You'll see.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you. Classic FM.
The girl with the flaxen hair from Debussy's Preludes Book One, Ewan Markle, on the podium for the Royal Scottish National Orchestra. And before that, the Ulster Orchestra was directed by Vernon Handley as they played By the River from the Florida Suite by Delius. And how lovely it is to be whiling away the last of the small hours by your side. This Wednesday, June the 4th, welcome to Early Breakfast on Classic FM. I'm Lucy Coward. So I thought that we would go all in for a bit of indulgence this morning with a piece that tells one of the greatest love stories of all time that's so popular it's impossible to say exactly how many productions of it are running around the world at any one time, and that is constantly being reimagined. The latest at the Globe Theatre in London being set in the Wild West is a case in point. But for this musical adaptation, well, it was Tchaikovsky's first true expression of his genius as a composer. So here is his Romeo and Juliet, with Michael Tilson Thomas conducting the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you.
That is epic. Tchaikovsky's Romeo and Juliet on Classic FM. The San Francisco Symphony Orchestra was conducted by Michael Tilson Thomas. And I wouldn't mind checking out that Wild West version of the play at the Globe, actually. I've just been reading about it. Square dances, Stetsons and swinging saloon doors. And it's Lucy Coward with you on Classic FM. Hello, and we will dance now with today's moment of piano piece, actually. But we eschew cowboy boots for a ball dress, although the love theme runs deep with this piece too. Chopin loved giving manuscripts of his waltzes as gifts, and this one was inspired by his crush on a young singer, which was unrequited, and given to a friend who he loved madly too. But again, it's unclear whether that was reciprocated, poor Frederick. It's going to give us a lovely preset to the day, though. Ingrid Fleeser at the piano to play our moment of piano piece this morning, which was Chopin's Waltz in D-flat number 3. And it's another incredible pianist who's our star in the spotlight this week on Classic FM, actually. Join Margarita Taylor every afternoon from 4 as she delves into the life and work of Grammy Award-winning Andras Schiff, ahead of his concert at Wigmore Hall this weekend. But still to come before 5 on Classic FM, something perfect in its simplicity, and we'll hear from a flutist, a flautist, a flute player, a fluter, a flutinist. You choose.
Classic FM.
The world is vast, offering endless possibilities. But Claire's world has only been getting smaller. She doesn't leave the country. She barely leaves the house. Still traumatized by that roadside bomb in Iraq. More than 20 years ago. For many, the battle continues. Combat Stress provides intensive mental health treatment to UK veterans with complex mental health problems, helping them rediscover the world they once knew. Combat Stress, for veterans' mental health. Search Combat Stress to support our work.
Excuse me. Inflatable unicorn coming through.
Ooh, why are you wearing that? Just got my last bit sorted at post office. Travel money card, currency, travel insurance. Got the passport sorted. I'm holiday ready. Next up, cocktails by the pool.
Get holiday ready with less faff. We can help with that. Pop into your local branch or search post office travel. Travel money card issued by First Rate Exchange Services Limited. Pursuant to license by MasterCard International.
Find top-rated wellness products on Amazon. Like these aromatherapy candles with 5-star reviews. I smell fantastic value. Or this essential oils massage set. Oh, that's better. Oops, drifted off. And this single-serve coffee machine. Back in the room. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you. Classic FM.
Copeland's Simple Gifts on Classic FM. Zubin Mehta had the baton in hand for the Los Angeles Philharmonic Orchestra. And prior to that, we heard the second movement of Mendelssohn's Violin Concerto in E minor. Edward Gardner was in charge of the City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra. The soloist was Jennifer Pike. Apparently, there's a horse called Mendelssohn, who's quite big in the racing world and comes from an excellent pedigree, and lots of his offspring have Mendelssohn-related names, like Bartholdi, or Without Words, Scottish Symphony, and the one that tickled me the most, Wendelssohn. Mendelssohn, Wendelssohn. Ah, lovely. And speaking of names, did you decide whether we're going to hear from a flutist, a flautist, a flute player, a fluter, or a flutinist now? Either way, her name is actually Ana de la Vega.
Thank you.
Ana de la Vega, Ramon Ortega Quiero, and the Trondheim soloist under Geir Inger Lotsberg playing the first movement of Joseph Haydn's Concerto for Flute and Oboe No. 3. Time now for the latest news on Classic FM, after which all sorts of characters are coming out to play this morning. The good, the bad, the ugly, Hansel, Gretel.
Classic FM.
Hey, it's me, the washing machine. Look, sorry about the noise last night. I'll try and keep a lid on the old drum and bass, yeah? Cheers. I've used a bit more energy than usual, but your hoodie smells like clouds, so... Heads up! I'm going to be buzzing for the next hour!
Need to conquer the power hungry? With OVO, you can choose 2 hours of free electricity a week. OVO. Do energy differently. Beyond customers only. Smart meter required. Payable as energy credit. Consumption limit of 1 kilowatt per hour. 3 hours ends August 31st. T's and C's apply.
Why am I leaving a gift in my will to Cancer Research UK? When my wife Sue was diagnosed with cancer, she was given 6 months to live. But thanks to radiotherapy, we had 10 more years together and she saw our daughter get married. We now know her cancer is hereditary. So I need to do everything I can to help my family, even when I'm not here.
Gifts in Wills fund a third of our work helping us develop life-changing cancer research. Visit cruk.org/giftsinwills. Together we are beating cancer.
When it comes to retirement advice, the last thing you want is to be put in a bucket. Seen as this type of person, or that type of person. At Fisher Investments UK, we never put you in a bucket. We always tailor retirement advice that's just right for you. Fisher Investments UK. Retirement advice that's as individual as you are. Learn more at fisherinvestments.co.uk. Investing involves the risk of loss. Fisher Investments UK is regulated by the UK Financial Conduct Authority.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Matt Hewitt. Combat zones are being declared around 8 distribution centres in Gaza and Palestinians told to stay away from them today. 27 people were killed outside one of the facilities in Rafah on Tuesday, according to Hamas. The IDF says it was responding to a group deviating from the designated route. Claire Manera from the aid group MSF says the humanitarian sites are in the most dangerous places.
The population have to travel an extremely long way to get there. Then they are being shot at. If they survive that, then the people have to fight for the food. This means women and children, the disabled, the elderly, they have no chance.
Train operators are taking disproportionate action against passengers accused of fare dodging, according to the transport regulator. The Office for Road and Rail is recommending clearer information about tickets and consistency in how passengers are treated. The family of a Scottish man who vanished on a stag do in Portugal a week ago say they're in a living hell waiting for news. 38-year-old Greg Monks disappeared during a night out in Albufeira and was last seen on the outskirts of the city. His sister Gillian says that's where police are focusing their search.
What that area's like, it's quite dense. There's a lot of rocks, cliffs, trees. There's no street lights. It's like unimaginable to think that it could be lost somewhere in that.
The Foreign Office says it's supporting Greg's family. And UK households have seen their bills rise by an average of £104 per month, according to comparison site YouSwitch. It says that's led to people cutting back on socialising and holidays. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Music galore for you then this Wednesday morning on Early Breakfast. I'm Lucy Coward, and are you ready to trip the moonlight?